KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I know a guy who has ranked the ways he'd prefer to be contacted. Email is first, followed by texting. The list includes Facebook messaging, direct messages on Twitter, mobile phone calls, and even carrier pigeon. The second to least favorite method of contact on the list is rock with message tossed at my head. The least favorite method is LinkedIn. Now, when he tells people this, he always gets a laugh, which may be an unwelcome data point for the new owners of the service, which is Microsoft Corporation, the once ubiquitous software behemoth. They purchased LinkedIn, the business-oriented social network with 400 million users worldwide, for a staggering $26.2 billion. In other words, they paid about $70 per user, and it's not exactly clear what they plan to do with them. Now, on the other hand, the world is filled with job seekers. Engineers in India can work with coders in Abu Dhabi to produce a smartphone app that is funded by investors in Silicon Valley. And one of the ways they find each other and check each other's credentials is with LinkedIn. The problem for Microsoft and anyone else trying to harness and shepherd the online activity of the digital generation is that young people just can't be trusted to stick with something. "What's your email address?" I asked a young person I know the other day. I was planning to send him some information on a job he was interested in, and he emitted an exasperated sigh. "I don't really use email," he said, employing the lilting upward inflection at the end of the sentence that young people use when they're talking to someone ancient and decrepit. So I waited a few moments for my blood pressure to return to a normal systolic-diastolic ratio before continuing, "How about LinkedIn? Are you on LinkedIn?" "LinkedIn," he said. "Do people still use that?" So that's at least $70 that Microsoft probably spent unwisely. And the irony, well, there are many ironies here, but the chief irony here is that my young friend is looking for a job in the entertainment industry. His dream is to work at a motion picture studio. He has loved movies, he told me, since his childhood, which was about 20 minutes ago, if my math is correct. But what he doesn't seem to realize, and to be honest, I didn't spend much time trying to explain it, is that the motion picture business he's trying to join is in a severe state of contraction. This year, the industry will sell fewer movie tickets than it has in 20 years, and movie attendance overall is way, way down. Movies, I could have asked him, do people still watch those? They do, of course, but the audience includes fewer and fewer young people who prefer to watch hours of Netflix or otherwise stare listlessly at their phones. Looking for a job in the movie business may eventually be seen as a behind-the-curve move, matched only by paying $26 billion for a social network whose chief product, to me anyway, are push alerts telling me I've been endorsed. Now, my young friend should have known that, but perhaps he was too busy sighing and condescending to the old man across the table from him who had laughably asked for his email address. So when I texted him the next day, I made sure to add, "Check your LinkedIn inbox. Sent you a connection request." Because he may as well get used to being obsolete. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will look for a boss for KCRW. This is Rob Long.